Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Kim of Diamonds, Not to Self podcast. This is where it's at, and this is where it's been since 2018. If you didn't know, now you know. Now you know. Now you know. Now you know for real. I'm here with a different kind of hype, honestly. My name is Kim, aka Kim of Diamonds, aka Kimberly with an E before the Y. I'm a singer-songwriter from the warm out of Africa, aka Malawi. If you don't know where that is, please do Google that. It's a very beautiful country. Yeah, pretty much that. This is where I get to share my life story, my pursuit of music, amongst other things that I want to achieve in life, and my pursuit of self-love and acceptance and all that kind of good stuff, you know, all that deep woke stuff. I'm into that stuff. So anyways, today's podcast is entirely dedicated to just talking about how you have nothing to prove to anybody at all. And this is coming from a person who I see now in my 20-something years that I have been driven, for lack of a better word, I was literally looking for a word right there. I've been driven by trying to prove myself to people. Trying to prove myself to people. Also trying to prove myself to myself, you know, to say, no, I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I'm not talentless, you know, all those things. And it's just been like pressure. I don't even remember when we start to take on these pressures of life, these pressures from people, these pressures from culture, beliefs, family, friends, self, so much pressure. We just take it on and on. And I know pressure makes diamonds, of course. But it's one of those things where the diamond reaches a point where it's like, oof, boy, I think I'm done with this pressure. I'm done with all this pressure coming in at me from left, right. I think this is it. It's time for me to bounce as a gem up out of this dirt. You know, that's what it literally feels like. I can't believe that I went through that entire analogy like that. But yes, just to make a point, you know, you are probably out there trying to prove a thing or two to yourself, to your family, to your boyfriend, to your girlfriend, to your whoever, to society, to your community, you know, because at the end of the day, truth be told, no one really ever pays attention to anyone unless we feel as if they are a person of value. So we spend so much time increasing or trying to increase our value, and it becomes a natural way of living where we're constantly on the move, constantly dreaming and thinking big and pushing. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those things, but truth be told, for me, like lately, ever since the new year started, I've been feeling like a different kind of energy, you know. To I don't even know how to explain it. Damn, y'all, where are the words? What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that for the most part of your life, you have guidance from people, family, everyone close around you, you know, they're looking out for you. Some of them, most of them, okay? And then, so for you to keep them happy, you have to do what they expect. Get good grades, go to whatever school, medical school, law school, whatever, business school, whatever. You know, you constantly have to do, there's a criteria to you pleasing your family. There's a criteria to you pleasing society, culture, tradition, beliefs, the opposite sex, the same sex. There are just so many criterias all around. I don't know how we function. And I feel like personally, I've just reached a point where I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done here. Thank you. I'm just tired of pushing myself like that because of those reasons. I want to push myself differently. I want to push myself because I know there is more in me, and not because I want to impress this person, or, you know, because I feel pressure from that or this. Nah, I want to push myself because I can do more, because I can, because there is so much more in me that is not yet out there. You know, I have so much more to offer the world. That's why I want to push myself now differently, from this year, you know, and I want to just encourage you to analyze what pushes you, what pushes you, what drives you. Is it pressure from society and family? And, you know, and I know it's fuel to some of you guys, you know, fuel to be doubted, fuel to be looked down on. And for honestly, it is. But you will reach a point in your life. It's like a staircase, right? You first start out trying to prove all these things to people, and then you suddenly graduate from that level to, you know what, forget that. Let me impress myself. And then, okay, fine, you impress yourself, and then that also gets tiring. And then finally you come face to face with just the reality of be. If you sing, if you do business, if you, whatever you do, big or small, just be. Literally this morning, I was looking at a tree like from outside my window, and it was raining, and I was just thinking of how this plant has endured all kinds of weather. It's literally just been, you know, not that it has a choice, but the point remains, right? Like, birds fly and eat and have babies, and that's it, and the rest of creation does the same thing. But with us humans, we've just like taken it to another level. I mean, we took Adam's level of being punished by toiling, you know, working the earth and all that, to now we're like stressed human beings. And yeah, no, I can't do the rest of my life stressed like that. I cannot do the rest of my life trying to please anybody, you know, and trying to, oh, let me change a part of myself to make so and so happy. I've done that and it served its purpose, but now it honestly feels like it's time for a different kind of energy of doing things. And I hope that inspires you to really analyze what kind of energy are you using to pursue your dreams right now, to dig yourself out of whatever situation you're in. What kind of energy are you using? And sometimes when using that other energy that comes from pressure from other people, it tarnishes the purity of what you have to offer. Honestly, I know I'm sounding so new agey, right? But this is the best way I can possibly tell you. I literally slapped myself the other day. Okay, not literally, metaphorically slapped myself the other day, because I was like, yo, Kim, don't allow people to make you hate what you love. Don't do it, because when people put too much pressure on you, sometimes you literally start hating the thing that they're pressuring you about. You know, when people are always saying, oh, you know, pass those exams, yeah, you want to pass, right? But because everyone is like, oh, make sure you better pass, if you don't pass, all these conditions, you end up, most of the time, you end up just thinking, you know what, forget it, I'm gonna fail this test and see what you're gonna do. You just become rebellious about it sometimes. So anyways, that's what I had to share today. Let me know what you think on any of my social media handles at Kim of Diamonds.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.